Tyson serves West Tennessee communities. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Elena Smith.
We're wanting to feed the community, feed people that can't feed themselves, and help, you know, just try to help everybody out and do our part for sure.
Shane Joyner, the Obion County Live Production Manager for Tyson Foods, just celebrated his 21st anniversary of Tyson employment and shares that one of his favorite things about the company is their community service.
They support everybody in the area, and it's just a great place to work.
The Obion County Tyson plant kills over 619,000 chickens a year and donates more than $120 million in product. Tyson supports all community efforts that fight to end hunger.
We do a lot of that. We donate over $50,000 a year at Obion County to the food banks in the area. We do a lot of community feeds to bring people in. We probably cook about close to 15,000 pieces of chicken and multiple events in the Weakley County, Obion County, Carroll County. Then just in the West Tennessee region, we're also going to support, Tyson will support Farm Bureau's Hunting for the Hungry in Nashville in September. So we're very proud to do this, and we enjoy it all.
Not only does Tyson support public service, they also strive to support their local farmers and the agriculture industry.
Everything's within 30 miles of Union City. You know, as far as farming, we bring in about 90,000 bushels of corn from the area, about 800 tons of soybean meal a week, and we truck out about 180 to 190 trailer truck loads of our feed mill out of South Fulton. And we've got right now, I think, about 911 employees in Tyson Foods in Obion County. And the payroll's a little bit over, with growers and all, $45 to $46 million a year annual payroll with growers and the area team members. So,
Tyson's desire to be 100% local is just another way that they serve West Tennessee communities. Thanks again for tuning in to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Elena Smith.